Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask for your enabling to deliver your message. I pray that I will be a channel through which your words will flow. Help us to understand and apply in our lives. Amen. Amen. Well, I've got a lot of us to concentrate today on Psalm 46. But let's look briefly at the background to this psalm. Jerusalem was being attacked by heathen invaders, and the backdrop is the deliverance of Jerusalem from their enemies. We have two kings, King Sennacherib, Sennacherib of Assyria, the northern part of modern Iraq, and King Hezekiah of Judah. Now, these two kings were not best mates. Sennacherib had strengthened the Assyrian Empire, sending armies to put down rebel nations. After Hezekiah refused to pay taxes, Sennacherib attacked Jerusalem. So for some time, there was hostility between these two kings. At one point, the kingdom of Israel was conquered by the Assyrians. Hezekiah realized that his country was also threatened. In 2 Kings 18 to 19, you can read about how Sennacherib sent his representatives to Hezekiah. The gist of their long speech was that Hezekiah had no chance and he might as well give up right there and then. But Hezekiah did not swallow that. He appealed to the prophet Isaiah, who told him not to surrender, but to stand firm. So what parables can we draw? What lessons can we learn?